Zak Baruch. Yom Hulelet Sameach, 120 Shana, 120 years, health and happiness, success and always in everything that you do, Bezat Hashem. Hashem should bless you, just like you always take care of our Kani says, you're always an amazing Gabbai. Hashem should bless you 100 times more, Bezat Hashem. Today we're going to talk about halakha, a very quick halakha, that's a very important halakha. And the halakha is actually called Safek Berachot Lahakel. When a person has a doubt if he made a bracha or not. He came out of the bathroom, I don't remember, did I say Asher Yatzar or did I not say it? He's going to eat food. Did I make a shakol on my coffee or I didn't make a shakol? Did I make a mezonot or I didn't make it? I don't remember. So what's the halakha? Halakha is when you have a doubt if you made a bracha or not, the ruling is you do not make a bracha. You can continue without making a bracha. What's the reason? The reason is, because if let's say you had said a bracha already, and now you're going to say one again, that would be considered a bracha levatala. You are saying Hashem's name in vain, chas v'shalom, which is a Torah prohibition. You're not allowed to say Hashem's name in vain. So for that fear, in order to get yourself out of that situation, we say don't make a bracha at all. So what should you do though? What if I didn't make a bracha? And now I'm eating without making a bracha? So the Chachamim say the best thing to do is just to say the bracha in your mind. Don't use your words, don't verbalize it, but just think the bracha. Because there are some opinions that say if you just think the bracha, that fulfills your obligation. Although in general, we don't say that counts. But since there are some opinions, if you have a doubt and you don't remember if you made a bracha or not, then just think the bracha. So instead of saying, you just think, and you fulfill your obligation by doing so. So that would be the halakha in all aspects if a person has a doubt if you made a bracha, except for one. There's one exception to the rule. What's the one exception? Birkat HaMazon, very good. If a person has a doubt if they made and said Birkat HaMazon, then you would go back and you would repeat Birkat HaMazon. Why? Because Birkat HaMazon is the only bracha that's from the Torah. It's the only bracha. Ve'achalta, ve'savata, uberachta et Adonai Elohecha. You ate, you were satisfied, and you bless Hashem your God. So this, the first three, right? The first three brachot of Birkat HaMazon, only the first three brachot. If a person has a doubt, you would go and repeat the first three brachot. Because in that situation, we don't say that, oh, if I have a doubt, I don't remember, did I say it, did I not? I'll just not say it. Why? Because it's a mitzvah from the Torah. So therefore, the Chachamim said in that situation, then you should say it, but you would only repeat, you would only say the first three brachot, because the remainder of the Birkat HaMazon is not from the Torah, only the first three brachot are, and so therefore, that's how you would fulfill the mitzvah in the best way. Have a great day, everyone. All right.